Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Acts 10 verse 30 through 33. Peter, in seize of the opportunity, preaches a sermon in Cornelius's house full of Gentiles. This sermon taught that salvation is through faith. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Acts 10 verse 34. Peter implies he is a Jew preaching to the Gentiles of the New Covenant. Before Peter could finish his sermon, the Gentiles received the power of the Holy Ghost. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which had heard the word. Acts 10 verse 44. Peter and the Jewish brothers with him were astonished as to how a Gentile could partake of this new covenant, thus receiving the power of the Holy Ghost. To the modern day, this exact opposite has occurred. The Gentiles are amazed when a Jewish brother comes to the new covenant. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Acts 10 verse 45 through 46. Peter asked his Jewish brothers present if any one of them are against baptizing the Gentiles for receiving the Holy Ghost. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which had received the Holy Ghost as well as we?